Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
August 9th, 2024. Welcome to the Wrestling Inc. podcast. The OTC is back on SmackDown. This is the Wrestling Inc. podcast. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Flobo Boyce. Flobo, good to see you again. I was out for like two shows. It feels like a lifetime.
I feel like it's not a SmackDown after show if you're not in the driver's seat. So I'm glad you're back.
People, the co-hosts that I work with, I feel like don't appreciate what I do until they have to lead the show.
Oh, yeah. It sucks, man. You are Friday nights.
For better or worse. Roman, that reaction tonight, oh my god, biggest baby face in wrestling, giving Cody a run for his money.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, I when they said welcome to SmackDown in Tulsa, I was like, Tulsa, I don't know, but they actually mentioned this on Twitter. I was like, Trinidad flag guy is in the audience, so you know it's going to be a hot show, and they totally delivered, so props to them.
Yeah, it was good. We got new number one contenders for the tag team titles. We have got Kevin Owens getting a title match that he seemed disinterested in begrudgingly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It was interesting. So we're going to talk about that more. Let's talk about the news, though, first.
Yeah, unfortunately, top story was, hey, we have another death amongst our wrestling family. He actually was mentioned in today's episode of SmackDown. Kevin Sullivan, the Taskmaster, has passed away at the age of 74 after battling an illness. And, well, there's not much to say that hasn't been said about someone who has that visionary mind of Sullivan, but I'm sure we take a moment in silence to say, hey, look, man, thanks so much for contributing to our great art and science.
Absolutely, man. I mean, just such a dominant force in the world of wrestling, both as a wrestler and as a creative force.
Yeah. It's interesting because like everyone thinks it could be a booker, but then like people who have the chance to try can probably burn themselves out in like 6 months. But to do that over time with moving parts and TV and all that stuff, it's understated, man.
No, absolutely, man. 74 though. Hell of a run.
Mm-hmm.
Our thoughts are with his friends and family, of course, at this time.
Absolutely.
What else?
Elsewhere, we got a little bit more insight to the final year of John Cena. You all know that John Cena is going to retire in about a year's time, and so his last Mania will be the next WrestleMania. And I think it was a bit of a discussion about having a last match and walking away, but he felt that it was a lot more apropos to give himself the farewell tour. We know he's going to be doing the big shows like Royal Rumble and Elimination Chamber, and once he's done, he is done for good.
That's great. I mean, I don't know. You don't think he's going to come back and like MC something? I mean, you could just have him show up. He likes to talk to the camera, run out, toss out some wristbands, be a man of the people. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to wrestle again, but you think as like the world's greatest WWE ambassador, he is done?
I'm torn. I want to say that I think once he leaves, it's going to be a hard, I would say 3 or 5 or 7 years where you will not see Cena again. It's like he's still he's older, yes, but he still has that like window of being leading man status, separate himself from the brand because the WWE is on fire right now. And then when he's in his 50s or 60s, he'll always come back and do the whole wave in the crowd thing, maybe take a bump for some new upstart in 2035 or something.
I mean, he's 47 years old. He's younger than I am. By, like, yeah. Almost exactly a year.
Yeah, but like, not to like drag anybody because everyone is more fit and shaped than I am. But Batista realized, look, to get better roles, I don't need to train 20 hours a day in the gym. The Rock is in his early 50s and he has to like basically stop work for 2 months to get himself back into shape. It is a hard sport, my man.
And that's tough to make that your gimmick, to be like, I'm the guy that's in incredible shape.
Mm-hmm. And
to keep up with.
And Cena's all about his strength, right? Like, it wasn't like Cena was a submission specialist. I mean, the SCFU is pretty a big deal, but you know, is that
no? It's true. But if you become known as the body guy, it's like then if people meet you and you're not that, they're just look at Right Said Fred. Look at how buff they were in the early '90s when I'm Too Sexy came out. These muscular, bald men singing about how sexy they were, and now they're on the nostalgia circuit, 30 plus years later, and people are like, you're not as good a shape as you used to be.
It never crossed my mind about how buff they were. There's only one man who's buff, and his name was Bagwell, because he's the stuff.
I'm just saying it's tough. Lou Ferrigno was in the audience tonight. You know,
okay.
Like if you say
that was pretty cool.
Pop your shirt off, and you know, he's not like it's not the Lou. I mean, he gave 110% as he always does, but you know, you gotta think Lou's not in peak bodybuilding shape.
Oh, but he still charges $60 on an autograph, so might as well.
Wow. Interesting. Cena's farewell tour. I think this is smart on WWE's part to book this as an attraction to give him. I think the one more match, one last match idea is good, but as we've learned, like with The Undertaker, he's still doing that one dead man show, going to WWE appearances. It's like, yes, he's not wrestling anymore, but has he really retired? WWE, I feel like, promotes him, comes out at NXT. So maybe Cena does really go away. And we have this last year to enjoy.
Yeah, look, I'm with that. You see the whole thing with Cena's streak of getting like beat up all the time at the end of these pay-per-view events or PLE events. Now here's a chance for redemption, right? So if you told him, yeah, I'm going to go the last rodeo, Mickey James style, he's going to lose all these matches until, you know, he quit. So why not give him the year, have him some dubs, have him beat up A-Town Down Under, get the big events, and just swan song out.
Does he break Flair's record?
Nope.
You don't think so? I always pegged him as the one to do it.
I think those records are going to be from a bygone era anyway. I don't think it's a big deal for Cena. I think it's whatever you want the company to do. And I don't think Triple H and company is going to be like, you know what? You're going to be the guy.
I mean, they've got more invested. They've got more ownership of him and association with him. Wu Energy aside, I don't think Ric Flair is in demand at the moment from any modern wrestling promotion.
I understand, but there's a bit of a nostalgia thing. Like the 16 sure. time sounds like very big gold belt era. And yeah. I don't think Cena needs that. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's cemented. Anything else would be kind of overkill. Now, does Charlotte need that? I think that's a bigger question. Maybe not.
I could see her breaking that and then just retiring. What else is there left to do at that point? I mean, I think Charlotte is very gifted in the ring. I think she does good character work. Certainly largely responsible for the women's wrestling revolution of the last 10 years. But I will say she comes across as exceptionally OP, as the kids would say. There's very little suspense when she is in a feud. She usually wins.
I mean, yes, you're absolutely right. But now I'll say two things. One, she's usually transitional, right? Because she's the one to get all these double championships. But now this is, you got Nia Jax, you got the maybe Ricardo Gonzalez coming back, Rodriguez coming back, you got Jay Cargill. I don't know. You can actually make it a more of a humanized, nerfed Charlotte, as you could say.
That would actually be amazing if they get her to tie it and then she just cannot, you make that the story. She cannot get that 17th win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know though. That would be a very different character for them to book her as.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. What? Yes. This is the most platitude thing. We shall see.
Yeah. Well, you know,
only time will tell.
Only time will tell, man. The truth. Yeah.
Who's to say?
Who knows? Yeah.
The future's still unwritten, as Natasha Bedingfield once told us. What else is going on?
The backstage report that was saying via Fightful that some of the segments you saw on Raw, namely the tsunami from Bronson Reed to Seth Rollins and the attack on Dakota Kai, were just kayfabe attacks to cover up real injuries. We don't really know the extent of the damage of either superstar, but Dakota Kai and Seth Rollins, as foreseen right now, we're written out of WWE programming.
Oh my God, Dakota like just came back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bummed about this.
Hey, look, it's Danny Cocker in the chat. Danny!
Yeah. What's up, Danny? What's up, Alicia? What's up, Ricky?
Reg Crew.
Huffman Elite. Good fella, 1422. Good to see. A lot of regulars here tonight.
Fins up? What the? I'm a Texans fan. It's all good.
Yeah, that's interesting. Anything else in the news?
And finally today, it looks like we have ourselves a contract extension. Yeah, LA Knight restructured his deal to be able to be on the roster for the foreseeable future. It looked like his contract was going to be up next May, but that is no longer the case. He is locked up and part of Triple H's crew for the foreseeable future.
He's not going to hit it and quit it?
I don't know. It's like when Roman was like, I'll smash him. I was like, do you guys not know what this means? Smash him, hit it, and quit it.
We'll talk about it, but it was like, he's bringing that back, huh?
And the Fox engines are like, ah, that's fine.
That's fine. I mean, that's like a very like Belle Biv DeVoe 1993, like New Jack Swing lyric.
I'm just putting it out there. We can't hear half the chance, but hit it and quit it, fine.
Yeah.
Standard practice.
So it's on screen, cut to black.
Cut to black, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So before we get into it, did you see breaking made its debut at the Olympics today?
I'm a hard believer that it should be a winter sport, but yes, I did see breaking today. We got destroyed, though. Shout out to Japan.
Yeah. Tomorrow, breaking two electric boogaloo when the men have their turn.
Oh, man. It's like a sequel competition.
That, I mean, they just call it that. If the announcers don't refer to it as that tomorrow when that starts, I'm going to be so disappointed.
He goes send an angry letter. Dear NBC, yeah. It was right there.
There was a lot. Well, Boogaloo Shrimp is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the Breaking movies. Tony Basil, one of the original breakers on Soul Train, still alive. Jeffrey Daniel from Shalimar, guy who invented the moonwalk and taught it to Michael Jackson, still alive. I didn't think they did enough tonight today to honor the legacy of breakdancing.
Right. Well,
that's
here's
my take.
I understand, like, I'm not a programmer at all, but the last weekend of the Olympics, like, everyone's kind of watching, like, the A events, right? Like, sure. Like, the soccer final, you had the NBA final, yeah. You had the track and field stuff. I'm not knocking breaking, but it's a new game. Why would you not nestle that in on, like, day 4 or 5?
Yeah. You know, it was nice. Snoop came out. Snoop opened it up today, which was cool. It had two DJs spinning, which was sweet.
Dope.
But also, I only saw someone kind of do the robot once. I saw no dolphin dives. Nobody did the worm, but the windmill is still going strong, going with head spins.
See, that's not my problem. Cause that sounds like I don't like it. I liked it. I just wondered if, let's say I knew what breaking was as a kid and I'm a lapsed breaking fan. And I haven't watched competitions in 10 or 15 years. Like, how do you know what's the meta? Right? Because you're right. I think most people, when you think about breakdancing, they want like head spins and cardboard boxes, but this was like a whole different interpretation of the art form. So I was like, is this good?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, okay. So here's my take on this. We won't belabor this too long, but I think that in the last 20 years, dance crew culture has become so big. Mm-hmm. I actually think they should introduce a dance crew version of this. They should have solo and group break in at the Olympics, because dance crew stuff is off the hook. Like, right. That's visually very exciting. This, I love how they had the panning camera. Actually, yeah. That reminded me of wrestling, how they do the 360 cam. That was really cool. But yeah, and the music wasn't loud enough on the broadcast. It's like you couldn't really feel it when you're just listening to commentators like talking over it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, what do you do, you know? And for people who doesn't like, who don't like it, I mean, if ballroom dance, it could be an Olympic sport. Why not break it?
I thought they were saving it. They were like, they said they cleared 300 songs, including Shaq and Fushnikens, What's Up Doc, which was in the first round today. I really thought they were saving Sugar Hill Gang Apache for the gold medal dance.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't play that, I was super disappointed.
That should be like Eurovision qualifiers. Like, if you don't get to the final round, your song gets used in the next Olympics for breakdancing.
Yeah, something. But yeah, everyone's talking about the Australian girl with their literally did a kangaroo hop. Not even kidding today.
Yeah, like I said, interpretive dance. So at first, I'm watching. So like, is this what's going down in Australia? I had to go on X and go, oh, they're clowning her. Okay, so I know it's bad.
Yeah. China, though, I think both China, what was it, 671 and forget the B-girl's name. They were great. Mm-hmm. Like, they were really good today. Yeah, it was enjoyable. I'm looking forward to watching the men tomorrow. You know, wake up early.
Winter sport from now on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jack Farm with the Wrestling Podcast, and a few years back, WWE sold a New Day-themed kit where people could make unicorn horn-shaped popsicles. They don't make them anymore, but you can still make your own popsicles, even without the kit, and get top-tier hydration in the process. In these post-SummerSlam dog days, Liquid IV is offering refreshing summer flavors like Popsicle Firecracker and Rainbow Sherbet to keep you cool and give you 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 essential vitamins and nutrients. Liquid IV is always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Tear, pour, live more. 1 stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It's great for a road trip to No Mercy or watching All In at home. Indulge in hydration this summer with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code WRESTLE at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code WRESTLE at liquidiv.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Okay, so we got a lot to talk about tonight. The Bloodline is the hottest thing in wrestling. Roman Reigns is back, and it's actually kind of amazing. I mean, this is leading, everybody knows this, this is leading to the Bloodline Civil War. They're talking about Roman. Look, Roman was out there solo tonight. Solo's got a team. Like, Roman needs some backup. It all makes sense. War Games, book it.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't disagree with that. I'm not trying to, but it's a show, so I gotta do something. But yeah. you also have like Judgment Day, you also have the White Six. These are all teams that could be War Game storyline qualifying, and the women too, right? So I don't know. Maybe it could not be.
Maybe. Who's to say? Only time will tell.
Only time will tell. Gotta wait and see. It's just
gotta wait and see. Yeah, I'll shake some. But I think this is stepping on Cody a bit. Because isn't it amazing that when Cody beat Roman, it was like, oh, now it's the Cody Rhodes era. Strap in. This is going to be a couple of years of just babyface city. Yeah. And now Roman's getting this response. I mean, does he move over to Raw and become World Heavyweight Champion and lock it down there while Cody's champ on SmackDown? Like, I think I don't know if Roman can keep getting these responses and be in a side quest.
I think so. I think WrestleMania can be swayed, right? Because okay. casual fans are all about it. But if you have Roman Reigns, you can't move him to Raw because you just couldn't King make Gunther. And you're telling him he's a long guy, so you can't put him in there. You can't put him against Cody. He just got the title from him. I think you may have to be in that LA Knight position, just being the pop machine, hour two main event guy, hour one main event guy for the next year or so.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see if fans are good to strap in for that. So we did open tonight with Cody Rhodes, who came out to talk to the crowd. And man, if you're just looking forward to that next great Cody feud, if it's Randy Orton or Roman rematch, or you know, maybe The Rock, or maybe something with CM Punk, well, Cody called out Kevin Owens tonight after they fought off an attack from the Bloodline. So Cody said, "I choose you, Kevin Owens. I would like to wrestle you." And Kevin was like, "Eh, I'm good.
He's right.
I don't deserve it. I don't need it. Nah."
Yeah, that title's lame. I don't want that.
Like, when's the last time somebody said that in professional wrestling?
I think it's the first time. That's why I loved it. I love the, well, we'll get to why, the reluctant number one contender. Like, who are you just to give out title opportunities, right? To me, they always seem so arbitrary. Remember when Charlotte won the NXT title and was like, me and him, you and me? You're like, why? You know? And I like the fact Kevin Owens, but he was basically SmackDown's Deadpool, being like, have you seen my win-loss record? I don't deserve to be here. I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of wanted them to go full Seinfeld with it and have him backstage talking to Sami Zayn, and it's like, and you got to fly to Germany, and that's a long flight. You got to do the match, and you know I'm not winning the match. You know Cody's winning.
Oh, yada.
KO could be like, no matter how hard I try, it's like it's been predetermined that I'm going to lose.
I like him.
You know? But yeah, you're right. I mean, this is a bold move to just try sort of indifference to a title opportunity.
Yeah, don't insult my intelligence, man. I can't imagine Kevin Owens swinging a chair for a month and be like, it'll be an honor to have a match with you, right? Like, make me believe it. Because we all know Bash in Berlin, even though it's a PLE, it's a foreign PLE or internationally PLE, it's going to be filled with house show level matches. This is going to be one of them. This is going to be Cody's going to retain. We know that. You're feeding KO to him. Why not make me care? And what better way to care is being like, I don't want to do this. I guess I'm doing it.
I like how they told the story out, but it was just, but I like Cody being like, it's happening, bro. Like,
yeah, get ready.
This is like, whether you're along for the ride or not, we're having a match in plan.
I get a bonus. I got to wrestle somebody. It's going to be you.
I mean, it would be funnier if they took it to that conclusion. Like, KO goes out there and he's like, I'm only here because I'm contractually obligated to. Like, maybe Cody tricks him into signing the contract. Like, hey, Kevin, you forgot to sign for your hotel bill. Oops, you're facing me in Berlin. And Kevin comes out there and he's like, I don't want to do this.
Oh, man. You can imagine if you didn't watch wrestling. You're just like a random German fan showing up. And you're just seeing Cody Rhodes in like peak physical form beating up Kevin Owens wearing a t-shirt and shorts.
He's like, I don't want to fight you. Why are you making me do this?
You're the good guy, Cody? Yeah. I have to do this. Homelander's real.
Cody bullied Kevin into a title match tonight. How's that for babyface action?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was super. I mean, it's a weird angle, but you're right because it's different. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
You know, it's better. You know what it's better than? You know what I hate that I would come on here and just roasted is like, you know, we're both friends, but let's see who the better man is in the ring. You know, when it's like that friendly competition, like everybody tries to treat it like it's the end of Rocky III. Like, wow, that.
Just say you hate anime. That's every anime story ever. Ryu versus Ken.
Friendly competition is not competition in wrestling.
Hot take.
It's not.
It's a hot take, man.
There's no fire behind it. You know what I mean? There's no stakes.
A handshake afterwards.
Yeah. Sportsmanship. Just what I love to see in professional wrestling. You know, the Olympics drives this home. If I want to watch sportsmanship, I'll watch real sports.
Okay.
You know? Superheroes don't do that. The X-Men doesn't defeat the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants and be like, oh, you guys are all right. Let's go get beers.
That's a face versus heel competition. That doesn't happen. It's face versus face. They do it all the time. I remember when the Flash raised Superman, they're like, we'll never know. Time will tell. Hey, hey, good job, buddy.
And that's the other problem with friendly competition is there's always sort of like the, well, I let you win.
Absolutely. You know?
Yeah, it's just bad. When you play against, you ever have that, like when you're involved with someone and maybe you play like a board game or like you go bowling or something, like, I don't believe in the like, well, I'm just, you know, we're going to just kind of go at 50%. It's like, I enjoy when you could play like a fierce game of Trivial Pursuit. Even if I lose, I like that we really went for it.
What pretell is a fierce?
Like where you're really invested in thinking about it. Not like, I'll take a category. Maybe that I'm not sharp. But it's like, no, I'm taking all my best categories.
Wow. Yeah. Stupid. How smart are you? This game proves it. So next date, next week.
Because that's respect, Flobo. That's what true love is.
I'm so glad you're married, because that'd be hilarious. In your face, dummy. I'll pick up an eight next week.
Oh my God, like she destroyed me at Trivial Pursuit. It was one of the most humbling experiences of my life.
I can see that. Yeah.
And I was just like, I know a lot about pop culture, but maybe I should have gone to college. Like that was my take after that. I was like, I maybe should have paid attention in school a little bit more.
Straight up.
Yeah. Ricky Sinclair saying, I'm the heel versus my kids in Mario Kart.
Damn, straight Bowser pose.
Just cue that Rey Mysterio tweet about WWE 2K.
Oh yeah, I beat my kids. Can't wait to beat my kids. The yikes. He is a deadbeat dad, apparently.
So after that opening tonight, it was a tournament tonight. That's right. A-Town Down Under versus Street Profits, the BFAB number one contenders tournament match for the WWE Championship. Street Profits getting the win. A-Town Down Under not happy about this.
I don't know what to make of this, right? Like, mm-hmm. A-Town Down Under are always going to be the perennial bridesmaids. They're charismatic enough. They sell enough. They're going to be on there. Street Profits are ice cold. And so they won the match, which is great for them. But, like, I look at this and I go, yeah, there ain't no way that they're going to be champions anytime soon. So they're going to get beat down again later on. Kind of depressing.
Be a good match, though, the next round. DIY versus Street Profits. That's dope.
I am not on the DIY train. So it would not appeal to me necessarily, but I guess on paper it would be nice.
Also, for guys whose name is DIY, they should really be more into arts and crafts. But we'll talk about that more later.
I like that.
Leave the gimmick.
Right. You don't have a miter saw? Come on.
When's the last time you two scrapbooked?
Yeah, exactly. You called IKEA to have them install it for you? What are you, a loser?
They're wearing all clothes they made themselves. Like, what? We took a sewing class.
DIY. Everything.
Yeah. DIY everything. Theme song. We recorded this.
I don't want to say, I don't want to get into DIY. But the idea is that, yes, the Street Profits are good. I'm glad they're back. It also seems that Bobby Lashley is pretty much wrapping up his time. So and now is a gut check time for them to ramp themselves up. I'm just not sure this is the best way to do it. Whether or not WWE has moved on from them as being a main event threat.
Yeah. Street Profits won that match. Good match. Not the best match either team has ever had, but it was fine.
Yep.
Backstage, Cody and Kevin were arguing with Nick Aldis. And this was weird how Aldis was saying, we could give Roman a rematch. And then one's like, I never got a rematch. And then it's like, well, why don't you take this then? And it was kind of like, fine.
I like the fact that you got him to do it. Like to me, this is like the best like Hollywood movie. You know, we need you for one last mission. I don't want to do that, but here's something that you really want. Okay, so the idea that kind of like went to Kevin Owens' ego. again, has me more invested as a long-term jaded fan instead of him being like, thank you so much, Cody, for the opportunity to get my ass kicked by you in Berlin. So I like this. And the fact that I got all this involved, it's a win-win.
What are Kevin Owens' odds of winning this match and taking the title off Cody?
I would say about 150 to 1.
Wow, that high.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say 1 in 1,000, but...
Oh, no. No, no. I mean, it's wrestling, man. I mean, come on.
Maybe, like, the ref screws up. But screws up the count. But, no, I think... this could lead to a Kevin Owens heel turn.
I liked it for him personally, but that side of there is just too many heels. Too many heels.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So you got, you know, we'll get to Santos. You got, I don't know what Andrade's about. I think he's face, you know, but he's kind of doing a tweener thing.
Yeah. Possibly, I mean, yeah, so. Lots of baby faces have his presentation.
Yeah. Alicia has it right. Like I said, he's a Deadpool of WWE or SmackDown at least.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Tiffany Stratton organizing a celebration for Nia Jax.
So smart, she has a briefcase strap. Why didn't people think about that before?
I know. Mm-hmm. And Pretty Deadly approached, saying they were going to become WWE Tag Team Champions. They have playbills for Pretty Deadly the Musical. Have we heard any of Pretty Deadly the Musical?
No, and I wonder if it's going to be like an ongoing thing, or are they actually going to take time and actually build that out and be like a long-term storytelling thing where there will be like a YouTube video of this musical? I'm kind of curious.
I think they should, but based on how they're being booked, I think this is becoming like the Shining Stars and the Timeshare brochures.
Oh, yeah. That's a very deep cut. The Shining Stars of the Caribbean. Oh, man, that's a deep
cut. I wanted one. They were giving out those brochures at live events.
It's like, you're going to sell Puerto Rico, man. Just say Bad Bunny's going to be there. That was fine.
I like Pretty Deadly a lot. I'm not encouraged by how they're being booked.
I like them a lot, but it was very apparent. There's Ice Cold and there's Dead Stop, right? They're the only person in this hot crowd that got no reaction, which says a lot because Tulsa is cheering for everything tonight. I mean, so
they're barely on TV this year, you know? Like, they came in hot and they were getting more vignettes and segments, but I feel like this musical thing's been going on for like 3 months, but like one appearance, then nothing. And one appearance, then nothing. You know, I hope they keep going, but I think you're right. They should be doing more web stuff.
I feel the night after WrestleMania, that Raw will be singing their theme song because it's so unique and catchy enough to work. But they need wins. And I'm not sure if they're afraid of like, because of how they're portrayed as like, I don't know, ABBA fans. I'm not sure how you describe the main roster version of, because the song's very ABBA like, but they're like, they're disco
portrayed
dancing.
As ABBA fans. Is that code for something?
No, but like they're coming out, they're doing the colorful gimmicks and stuff. Like, whereas at NXT UK, they still wore the same stuff, but it was like leather and black and light blue, and it was very like, you know, monotone.
Secular Belt is pointing out that I also said Maximum Male Models would be better than LA Knight, and time will tell and possibly prove me right on that.
Hey, I just want to say LA Knight got Max Dupree over two. That right there, amazing.
Maximum Male Models, still going. Still going strong. Hottest thing in Ring of Honor.
Fair enough.
Like being the most popular store at the mall in the year 2024.
Wow. Yeah. Accurate.
My
name is Orange Julius.
That's a solid wrestler name. And he could dress
Orange
like Julius.
Cassidy's the best.
No, Orange Julius, but he dresses like Julius Caesar and he's got like orange spray tan.
That is disgusting.
That is a solid indie gimmick. And the spray tan gets all over the Julius Caesar white robe, which is just like a sheet.
Countryman.
That would be so good.
The merch itself.
Yeah, OVW needs to book that. That'll so get over. That's a hood slam gimmick.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, Jade Cargill took on Alba Fire, but no one will guess who won this match.
Who? Give us a clue. Who?
Well, the storm arrived.
Deep.
Yeah,
so Jade Davenport got involved.
Yeah, Blair Davenport was there. Okay. Blindsided Cargill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Naomi's music. Naomi looking Fabulous came down to the ring to even the odds.
I'm kind of embarrassed to admit, I had forgotten Naomi's music. I was like, who is that?
Well, because it's the new one. It's not the I'm amazing music.
Right. I was like, who's that?
Yeah. We heard from LA Knight, who said hit it or quit it, or hit it and quit it, like, 7 times.
The first 2 times, I thought he caught himself, but then he kept going and going.
So what's he going to hit and quit next?
Don't ask me that question. I refuse to answer that question.
Ooh, it's just such a piece of hip-hop, like, old hip-hop lingo to bring back.
Mm-hmm. Like the dragon.
Santos music, Santos Escobar's music hits. He came down to the ring. He congratulated LA Knight on becoming US champ. And then Andrade came to the ring to face Santos Escobar.
So, 2 things. I thought it was kind of cool that was the first time they actually wrestled. They felt like they were feuding forever, but they weren't. So it's kind of cool they got the first time match. But before that, can we talk about Giovanni?
Giovanni Vinci getting like this hybrid gimmick of like 5 things we've seen before.
Yeah. So you're getting the fancy like Italian lifestyle, but he's not in Orlando trying to take pictures of him backstage someplace. He's in Vegas. He's doing the thing. Teddy Vidivici, which works. I'm not sure if he's a model anymore, but it's interesting. The fact they're trying to repackage him once more to be his own man on SmackDown.
Very Transporter Cesaro.
You know what? Here's a hot take, and maybe not a hot take anymore, but Cesaro will always be held up as an example of how the machine could put you over the top. Because I felt like after WWE, Claudio's never hit the same. I don't know why, but
because they went from having him look literally like $1 million coming out in that tearaway suit to them being like, well, he's an exceptionally gifted tactical wrestler and technical wrestler.
True. But I remember
which is his, good.
Yeah. Agreed. No, I agree. The bar stuff was my favorite tag team. All that stuff. But when he was at the end of his career at WWE and they had like the little green like matrix things, I thought it was great. Mm. But then I see him now and I go, oh, he's so good. But like, yeah, he doesn't feel like he's a big deal. Anyway, at the point, you were saying, yes, it looks like a bit of a retread for Giovanni, but I'm glad he's landing on his feet because the way he was written off of Imperium, it was kind of dirty, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you. When
you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Santos versus Andrade, number one contenders match for that US championship. And were you surprised that Santos got the win, not Andrade?
Not at all, my friend. Not at all. I gotta give a shout out to this guy right here. So Runa Verma is like, you guys are lame. I'm leaving. All right, peace out. Because I enjoyed this matchup. Andrade and Santos Escobar gives you 2 different styles of what the Lucha craft is going to be. I'm not sure what Andrade is going to be, but I do like the fact he's still being featured regularly. He's only one storyline away from the next level. And Santos, hey, did he get the win? Well, he did get the win because with the help of Carmelo Hayes, but there's still room for him to improve as well.
And Apollo Crews and Baron Corbin appeared.
Are they bikers?
Maybe that's their gimmick.
I like it.
They're the what'd you call them? The Wolf Crews? The Wolf Crew?
The Wolf Group.
The Wolf Crew.
I would not do that. That's like very Wolf Dog, very Lobos Locos.
Yes, I know. But they were wrong with Angel and Berto, the Los Lobos Locos. Ooh, maybe they're, because the Wolf infringement. Maybe that's why they're feuding, because Baron was like, I was un solo Lobo first.
Un solo Lobo first?
Yes.
Get that demographic for luchadors. I love it.
Yeah. I guess that would be un lobo solo. Yes, but anyhow, so Baron does not like that they are Los Lobos Locos, and he needs to, take them out.
Got a question for you. Will that mean the United States Championship Division is like the most defined division in the main roster right now? We actually know who our number one contender are, number two contenders. Like, we actually have complete mess there.
Because I think with Cody, you need story. Look, if they're doing this with Kevin tonight, they could have gone that route. We got 3 weeks till Berlin. They could have said, we're going to have a tournament, yada, yada. And Kevin is going to be like, you're my friend, but I want this opportunity. That, I mean, that would have been the other way, is that he could have asked Cody for it. And Cody's like, man, you gotta earn it. So Cody could have set up a tournament, had Kevin blow through some guys, you know, win, and then face Cody. That would have made sense. But if they're just, I think what they're realizing is that, like, Cody is the soap opera storyline right now.
True. I'll give you that. But I also remember very vaguely the United States tournament that Kevin Owens was in about 8 months ago, the one that Logan eventually won, or was he the number one contender for that one? I kind of feel there's a lot of tournaments happening. So I get trying to do something different. I just think it's kind of interesting that LA Knight has a rogues gallery of choices now of who can be, whether it's Carmella, whether it's Santos, whether it's Andrade. And where, meanwhile, the main title of the brand is like, anyone wants this? Does anyone want to? Anybody?
Kevin's like, I'm good. Nah. Okay. Go to that locker room and find somebody else. And Cody's like, I don't know who else there is, man. It's got to be you.
No idea what's going on.
This was fun. It was a fun match. These guys did good together. I think Santos, the problem is Santos and LA Knight have been, I mean, they've been having these exchanges. So, okay, this is going to be the conclusion of this. Like, I don't think Santos is winning.
Yeah. I don't think Santos was winning either, but I also feel like it's a chance for him too. I feel like 2 years ago, he was like the guy, right? He was brought to the main roster. He was hosting the WrestleMania thing. You know, Legado got a whole upgrade, in my opinion, of the personnel.
The LWO, yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of floundering in the midcard.
Yeah. So then we had Pretty Deadly versus your favorite tag team, DIY. I thought Pretty Deadly could win this until DIY won. I thought tonight was the start of the Pretty Deadly comeback.
I thought Pretty Deadly winning would have been great because you told me, DIY told me it was going to be a redemption arc. And if they didn't get it, they're now lower. So that would help everyone. It would help everyone if Pretty Deadly were to win this matchup, but they didn't. And so I go, what happens now? Or do they go back to their musical? Are they trying to get another opportunity? Are they just hanging out right now? I feel like even if you're going to feed Pretty Deadly to the tag team champs and lose, at least you can say you got them occupied for 3 or 4 weeks. Whereas DIY be like, I can't believe you lost to Pretty Deadly. What are we about? And then to have them start over.
Yeah. Good match. But now DIY Street Profits. I think that's actually going to be a really, really solid match. They're in the running this on Raw. Also, I apologize. I was out Monday.
Oh,
you're out. Are they running this? No, they split them up. So this is just SmackDown.
Just SmackDown.
There you go. So there you go. Then we heard from Solo Sikoa, who kindly asked the audience to acknowledge him.
Yeah, everyone's being a bunch of jerks. He was a tribal chief for 4 months, man. He's trying to figure himself out. And all you people, boo, boo, boo. We want Roman. Despicable.
They really wanted Roman.
I mean, but why? He's not tribal chief. He's a guy who has no title. The red things are on Solo's shoulder.
Roman's OTC is over the counter now, baby.
I hate that. No, actually, I don't say I hate that. I feel like if I bought that merch, I would have to explain to everyone
See
what that means. That's not fun at all.
As someone who takes Prilosec OTC 3 times a year, thing I thought.
Here's my Billy buddy, right? Yeah. I'm a hugger. It works out for her because she's a hugger. But it won't be like IAH. You'd be like, what is that? The Houston airport? Come on.
Nothing made me feel more grown up than when I started knowing airport codes off the top of my head.
Oh, man. It's a dream of mine to go to Sioux City, Iowa. S-U-X.
Oh, yeah. You should, just for that, find a cheap flight.
Fly sucks.
Yes. Okay, so Solo's out there, and then Roman comes out, and he takes out some members of the Bloodline, and snatches the necklace. But this stare down between them is very interesting, but it does seem in this storyline, Roman is outnumbered. This is actually happening faster than I thought it would. I get they want to take the momentum back, but to your point, yes, there are other people that could be in War Games, but based on this, and by the way, this crowd, the crowd chanting OTC, Roman, I can't remember Roman ever getting a reaction like this.
Mm-hmm.
Positive.
Yeah.
How soon do we get this bloodline? I mean, War Games just makes so much sense to have Roman, Jimmy, Jay, and Sammy.
Agreed. Well, yeah. Okay. I'll give you that. But we don't know the extent of Fatu's injuries. And we also need weeks of Roman doing that, like, apology tour. Being like, yeah, I kind of shattered your dreams, took money off your plate. Won't you be my friend? It's like, this is why I kind of wish it happened a little bit later. Because even though Solo is set up to not be the real tribal chief, I felt like people didn't even believe him enough. I wanted that, like, we don't like him, but he could be very strong kind of thing. But now it looks like Roman can just snap him in half, which is weird because a year ago, Solo was the heavy.
Yeah. Nobody ever thought Solo was the tribal chief.
I did. I do.
Wait, really?
I will. I don't know. I don't know the parts at hand, but I was okay. If you want to have a Bloodline versus Bloodline, make us be so tired of this thing, but have it, we're not going anywhere. Like the McMahon-Helmsley regime, I'm dating myself, that we saw it every week, and give me that 6 months later. But I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. Well, you brought back Roman. Great. But I'm just saying I would have been down if it was stretched out a little bit longer.
I didn't realize this. Survivor Series is 16 weeks away from right now.
Okay. Is that long or short?
That's a long, I mean, 4 months.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's November 30th. It could not be any later in November.
Yeah, that's pretty late.
Yeah, so I'm saying that it's like, if we're getting that, I think that's what the people want. I think they want Roman versus Solo. You know what? Maybe that's what they do. Maybe for Bad Blood or whatever the next WWE was, maybe they say it's Roman versus Solo alone, but then Bloodline crashes, beats him up. Then Jimmy J, Sammy come out, make the save, get the stare down, and they say, okay. Then that builds to War Games.
I mean, absolutely. The one thing WWE has told us now in the Triple H era is that they can make stories be as stretched out as they want to. And there's no September pay-per-view that I can think of, right? It's Bad Blood. Bad
Blood's October 5th.
So, yeah, so it's Berlin, free month, Bad Blood, and then War Games. So,
okay.
I mean, it's not a lot, but at the same time, you're going to have a lot of tag team matches, a lot of trios matches, a lot of women's matches.
Okay, but I'm calling it. That's where we get Roman Solo alone. I was gonna say Solo. That's when we get them alone.
Here's a question, yeah. And I don't want to stir the pot because we all know we think about War Games being a big four, but as somebody who is an anti-Survivor Series, I'll say this.
Anti-Survivor Series.
I think Survivor Series is dead as a concept. The fact you have to graft things onto it every five, whatever. Let's say I'm being positive here because I don't want people to leave. If Saudi Arabia calls and go, hey, look, first week of November, have that match over there. How do you tell them no? Not sure why Saudi Arabia will call. They probably use a cell phone. I don't know why. hello? No, they'll say, hey, look.
They'll text, hey, you know.
Crown Jewel is important.
Question mark?
Crown Jewel, you up, bro? Bloodline versus Bloodline.
Let's see. When is Crown Jewel? November 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not agreeing. I'm not saying it's better. I'm just saying what if it happens, if that happens. Like, you got to figure out all this stuff.
But this is what this represents, right? When The Rock showed up, we were like, this represents The Rock versus Roman. Didn't quite get that. Yeah, but this represents, I think that's the match everybody wants. Okay, so the matches everybody wants to see with Roman back. We want a Roman versus Cody rematch. They're not giving that away anywhere but a Mania or SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
They want Roman versus The Rock finally, mm-hmm. not doing that way Mania or SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
And we want the big Bloodline Avengers versus X-Men fight.
Right.
Which makes a ton of sense for War Games.
And Cody or Randy.
Cody. Well, no, I'm saying the Roman, now that Roman's back.
Oh, fair enough.
Like, what do we want involving Roman?
Fair enough.
I mean, I like to see Roman versus CM Punk, but like,
there's also Seth Rollins too, but that's kind of a down the line thing.
Yeah.
Time will tell. We'll see.
Time will tell. Who's to say?
Who's to say? Who knows?
Yeah. We will see what's in store.
We will.
Good show though tonight. It flew by.
It did. It did. I felt like it, in the summertime, those are kind of not the worst episode, but the ones that drag, but it was kind of a cool clip. The crowd was super hot. We're seeing some new characters and get introduced and reintroduced. All good.
Yeah, it's exciting, man. NXT's on Tuesday. It's gonna be fun.
Yep. NXT, we're outside the Great American Bash. Let's see who takes that brass ring.
Yeah. And before you know it, NXT's going to the CW.
Don't get me started. I don't
know. Raw's going to Netflix.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch East Coast feed. Still working that out. But we're still working that out. But I will say this. CW, NXT could be the biggest thing, but it may change the DNA what NXT is going to be. So I'm super excited to see how that actually shakes out. Will it be more gimmicks? Will it be more like drama? Will it be more like vignettes? You know?
I don't know, man. It's felt light on story lately.
I agree.
You know? I like my stories.
Who's your guy right now, or gal?
In NXT, I think Tatum Paxley has a lot of potential. I'd like to see what they're doing with her. I think Javon is really good. This Wesley heel turn intrigues the hell out of me. Did not see that coming. In fact, even though putting in the main event, I was like, see, I said MSK is going to win.
Right.
So I like that. Unpredictable is good. You know, we'll see. Sol Ruka, I think I'm rooting for her, but if they're putting her more in a tag position, that's tough. Nikita Lyons, maybe we'll be back from injury. I think we're going a couple more months on that.
To talk about theme songs I like.
It's a cool theme. And we've got a lot of top of card female talent coming into NXT as well. So I'm telling you, man, like what I'm excited about actually when they go to the CW, I hope they expand Level Up and make that a real show.
On like Peacock or something?
Yeah. Yeah. I hope we get a real Level Up because CW, it's going to be a tight 2 hours. And I think that to your point, like they've got their senior class, right? Like they've got their ready to graduate people that they're holding back right now because they need them for that CW launch. So I'm really hoping we get more true developmental. Like Level Up, the matches are good, but there's no story really on Level Up.
Yeah, a lot of guys kind of run together because they don't have a character yet. So
yeah, and you get like kind of the most generic promo.
I'm going to try my hardest tonight. Boy, yeah.
I want to show that NXT audience what I'm capable of.
Yeah. So it's kind of happened when Dante Chen crossed over, but he kind of disappeared. But
yeah. Yeah. It's interesting, man. I don't know why they're still signing new talent. Like, I get it. You always got to keep bringing people in, but it's like they've got a lot. I feel like even with the cuts they've made, this is like a very stacked company. But absolutely. You know, between NXT, Raw, and SmackDown.
Absolutely. I don't know. Maybe I always thought that when they have these hiring drives, maybe NXT elsewhere. But that's always my wishful thinking. You know, I want Europe to come back.
Yeah, we'll see, man. Okay, well, there you have it. Flobo's at Flobo Boys. I'm Macklin Rubenstein. I'm getting up tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. Men's breakdancing, breaking starts on the Olympics.
Absolutely. Still should be a winter sport, though.
They got to do dance crews. And you know what, though, Flobo? This is going to bring back the Step Up movie series, all this interest in dance. I think
of all the franchises, you want Step Up to come back?
Have you haven't watched them yet. Understand.
You keep putting this whole series over. Instead of seven, it's about family.
Yeah, because if you watch it, it's very much the spirit of Olympic breaking.
With
dance crew and dance numbers.
All right. Well,
was in a Step Up movie is qualified for the U.S. team in the Olympics, and I'm very disappointed in that.
Well, will it survive next Olympics, you think?
They said this was a test. I think there are improvements they can make, but I'm telling you, man, if they bring in a crew element to it and do crew and solo, like, absolutely. I think it'll become like skateboarding. I think was a bust personally. Cause it's all street and like street and half pipe. Like that. Here's the problem with skateboarding. X Games presented that so well for the last 25 years that when the Olympics did it, it was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like with snowboarding, the Olympics did something on a major level, which is why everybody loved it.
Right.
With skateboarding, I think they just made it, they waited too long. That's my
one of the things about the Olympics. I watch these events. I go, man, how cool would it be to do something for a country, right? Your country. And I go, what can I do? And I go, I'll take up breakdancing. I'm like, I can't even do that. Like, what? I cannot contribute anything athletically to my nation. This is awful.
And on the women's side, on the B-girls, like, America was shut out, it looked like, today.
Mm-hmm.
America, I mean, you know, breakdancing originated here. We didn't even have anyone to qualify.
I know how the English soccer team feels.
Ooh.
It's coming home. No, it's not England. It's never coming home. Stop saying that. This is...
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, everybody, have a great weekend. Join the Monday Night Crew on Monday for Raw coverage. I'll be back on Tuesday for NXT. Until next time, take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.